This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
One thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will, and it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one Donald Trump at a time. Well, welcome to the show. Boy, is there a lot going on. That, you know, the newly elected 45th president of the United States has taken charge. He's large and in charge. There's no doubt about it. Let me tell you, I've not seen a president take hold of a country, take hold of a government so quickly, so swiftly. Now everybody says, oh, he's a dictator. No, he's a president. He's being a president. He's leading. Hello? The lack of leadership over the last 8 years? Are you kidding me? Now we have a real leader. It's a shocker, a stunner. Donald Trump, a real leader, president of the United States. Oh, number 45. Unbelievable what we're seeing. I mean, it's so refreshing. A president actually leading from the front. There's no leadership from behind here with Donald Trump. Oh, no, it's got to be out front, large and in charge. And that's what we voted for, ladies and gentlemen. This is what we have. The president of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Day two of its official business. We actually know it several days into it. First two days have been largely nothing more than just ceremonial. But now, after yesterday, after signing after all the signings that he's starting to do, over 200 executive orders that are going to be signed in this week, putting basically President Barack Hussein Obama into the dustbin of history. You see, you know, when the president, and I said this before a couple of days ago, when you are a president that relies upon a pen and a phone, guess what? The guy coming in behind you, he has a pen and a phone too. Executive orders only stand up as long as you're in office, my friend. And you're out now. And your legacy, it's out too. There is no legacy to President Barack Hussein Obama except for death and destruction within our own country and into, well, many countries around the world. The spread of the virus known as ISIS is around the world, and we lay that right at the feet of Hillary Rodham Clinton, and President Barack Hussein Obama, who started, who created, who are the founders of the Islamic State, ISIS. That's just history, ladies and gentlemen. And history is not going to be kind to these folks. No matter how much money George Soros pours into it, no matter how many times all of his minions around the world are basically scrubbing and cleaning the record straight, history straight, right off the websites, destroying websites that document the history of the last 8 years, which, of course, they're doing. I mean, we have to write the narrative, right? If we're totalitarians, but that's not going to hold up to Donald J. Trump. No, they are off to the dust bend of history. And as we get more and more separated from President Barack Hussein Obama, we're going to find out more and more and more about, well, the basic dirty deeds that were done by this Muslim president, along with his fellow actors in the White House, the Muslim Brotherhood. I predict that at some point in the near future, the Muslim Brotherhood is going to be declared a terrorist organization in the United States. It's about time we do that. Declare the Muslim Brotherhood a terrorist organization in the United States. And what about the use, the abuse of 501c3s and non-governmental organizations to act like a shadow government for this government and to use money by such billionaires as George Soros to persuade the political landscape? We know, of course, Saturday was all funded pretty much by the nonprofits of George Soros. We have articles, we have documentation to prove all that. What about our political landscape in this country? What about our Constitution? Those that want to tear asunder the Constitution, well, they're using George Soros and other billionaires around the world to destroy our sovereignty. Now, it's kind of interesting, we're going to be talking about the sovereignty declaration in a bill that's come in, guess what, to try and get us out of the United Nations. It's about time. We'll be talking about that. Yep. A bill to get us out of the United Nations. No more Agenda 21 in America. Fontana, did you hear me? Fontana, California, who is slip-sliding away into, well, the 21st century of the United Nations. You see, it's so interesting to watch California, particularly Southern California, slip-slide away into none other than, yep, you guessed it, all the tenants of ICLEI and the Agenda 21 folks. Fontana, you're one of the first ones to go down that slippery slope. Totally. We know about Fontana. There's a lot of communities out there, especially in California, because this is the new battleground of the left, California. Why do you think Eric Holder has been brought in illegally, unconstitutionally by the California legislature, by the way, to be paid $25,000 to put a stop on anything that Donald Trump might do to California? You see, Donald Trump obviously realizes the battleground to save this union, to preserve 50 states in the union, is California. Everybody says, oh, this Cal exit business, it's not going to amount to much. You probably heard about this. If you haven't, let me refresh you. It's designed to separate California from the rest of the United States. And who to put in there but El Presidente Jerry Brown? Maybe. But what we are hearing now is, you know, President Barack Hussein Obama just didn't come out to California to vacation after his, well, downfall as a president and replacement by Donald J. Trump. By the way, a class act shown by Donald J. Trump towards the Obamas on Inauguration Day. Class act. It's real difficult to be anything else when you have a wife by your side by the name of Melania Trump. It's very, very difficult. Class act purely by the Trumps. It's nice to see that, very refreshing to see that coming out of the President of the United States. A new sheriff in town, like they're saying. But President Barack Hussein Obama comes to California, ex-president. Get that right. Guess what? And he's out playing golf and having a good old time. But do you think that's really why he came to California? Well, his buddy Eric Holder's out here. What about, well, Loretta Lynch? Wow. Where's she going to go? California. What about the others? Well, probably California. You see, they're all coming to California. Why? Because they want to create a new nation. Will President Barack Hussein Obama, does he have eyes on becoming the next leader, prime minister, el presidente of California? What a thought. You see, understand that this so-called plebiscite of CalExit, which is nothing more than, you know, a proposition that's going to be played out in 2018 and 2019, is nothing more than a vote of the people, they say. And we're supposed to separate away from the United States. Well, guess what? There is a process, and the Constitution stands in the way. The likelihood of them voting for and passing the plebiscite, I think, is very strong. If, in fact, there is no stopping the illegal voting that's going on in California, it has been. Hello? Let's ask Bernie Sanders how he felt about the June 7th primary here in California. And let's ask Katie Grimes, writer for ReaganBaby.com, and Megan Barth for ReaganBaby.com about how they feel about the illegal voting that was going on during the primary and also the general election in last November. Do you really think that Hillary Rodham Clinton won California? I got news for you. That there was so much cheating going on by the Democrats, and it's pretty easy to spot it. Now, will Jeff Sessions come in and scrutinize what's going on here in California? You know, I hope so, because we don't need no stinking El Presidentes. We just need a new state of Jefferson. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
1-1-0. Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Okay, we're back here. We're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. And the big planned march yesterday, I do have to tell you that this Women's Day march went off very well around the world. It was a worldwide march. Reminded me of the worldwide riots that we saw in the early 90s when from L.A. Remember how the riot, well, those of you that were around in 92, I remember it, what's the word I'm looking for? I remember vividly. There's the word. It just came to me. Vividly. I remembered that whole incident because I was living down there, and I lived it. Went through it, like millions of other people down there at the time. But it spread. Spread to San Francisco, spread to Chicago, Seattle, Portland, New York, other places in the United States, and then off to London, then off to Berlin. Well, they had all these marches around the world to protest Donald Trump, basically. That's what it was yesterday. They say, oh, no, we weren't really totally doing that. So they bring out somebody such as the Nasty Girl, who's anything but nasty, gnarly, maybe? I was trying to think of another word like gnarly. The B word comes up, but nah, I don't want to do that. And I don't want to be disparaging all women, by the way. And my point is this. What we're seeing from the nasty one here, I think does disparage all women. And I think it's sad. It certainly doesn't disparage, in my mind, the women in my life. But how dare her take it upon herself to be so vile and disgusting as what you're about to hear. Here's the nasty one. We just love it when a plan comes together from the nasty one.
Okay, let's nasty jump a little bit.
America turning rainbows into suicide notes, I am not as nasty as racism, fraud, conflict of interest, homophobia, sexual assault, transphobia, white supremacy, misogyny, ignorance, white privilege. I'm not as nasty as using little girls like Pokemon before their bodies have even developed. I am not as nasty as your own daughter being your favorite sex symbol. Like your wet dreams infused with your own genes. But yeah, I'm a nasty woman. A loud, vulgar, proud woman. I'm not nasty like the combo of Trump and Pence being served up to me in my voting booth. I'm nasty like the battles my grandmother's fought to get me into that voting booth. I'm nasty like the fight for wage equality. Scarlett Johansson, why were the female actors paid less than half of what the male actors earned last year? See, even when we do go into higher paying jobs, our wages are still cut with blades sharpened by testosterone.
That's Ashley Judd bringing the fire.
Yeah, Ashley Judd. Can you imagine that? Could you imagine if, talking about wet dreams? Can you imagine? I just find it absolutely amazing, her comments. His favorite daughter being used as a sex symbol. Talk about a nasty woman. Talk about mean-spirited. Ashley Judd, you fit that bill, baby. You fit that bill. You know, this is the thing about radical feminists. When they get onto these tangents, they really hate men. That's the bottom line. And I know I've heard other radio people talk about this before, but it's true. It's true. She hates men. Now, I don't like some of the things that Donald Trump said. I find it reprehensible. I've said that. I don't support that. I have a bigger vision for the country. Obviously, Ashley has only a vision for herself. And I find it absolutely shameful. A millionaire in herself standing up there talking about, oh, I'm so put off because I don't get as much as men. Let's see. Let's talk about equality. I'm gonna flip the script here a little bit. What about women and their enrollment in college and secondary education over men, Ashley? And I would really challenge those numbers, and we will. We're going to try and challenge those numbers about male actors versus female actors to see if you're telling the truth. I have a hard time. Listen to a millionaireess here. Maybe she's lost a lot of money and she's trying to just stand up and get attention here. It's the only attention I've heard from her for a long time. I'll never listen to any of her songs or anything because I don't want to be. I don't want to listen to a nasty person, a mean-spirited person, an evil person like you, Ashley. I want to listen to someone who is going to be talking reasonably to me. Oh, by the way, college enrollments. Most colleges have 70% female enrollment. Let's see, that leaves only 30% for men, Ashley. You see, there are some places where there's imbalances. And Ashley, for you to sit up there in front of that crowd with millions of dollars of yours and make that stupid comparison is just absolutely appalling. But, you know, this is what they think. I have more money, give me more. I have more privilege, give me more. Why not? You see this in education all the time with some of my teachers. I have this, give me more, Mr. Preston. I want more. More, 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 more. More money, more money, more money. When they had more money than they knew what to do with. In fact, I told one teacher one time, and talking about her clubs and so on, I said, you have so much money, I'm thinking about taking it back and redistributing it to the rest of the student body. The only time I exercised my Marxist tendency there as in a socialist environment such as public education, which caught her by off guard. You can do that? I can. Don't complain about too much money. I mean, I should really put it in context and explain that whole story, but I'm not doing that right now. I just want to get to the point here of Ashley Judd and these women that were marching yesterday. Unfortunately, this is the problem. There are issues. And the vulgarities that were slung around there. I watched it. I listened to it. The F-bombs on CNN and MSNBC that were not bleeped out by Madonna. Profanities on CNN and MSNBC. Oh, just let it go. It's okay. It's not okay with me that you just let it go. Of course, CNN has apparently come out, or MSNBC, one of them come out. I just heard this on the radio walking into the studio. They've apologized for the F-bombs. Repeatedly. You know, is somebody asleep at the switch in the control room at CNN? Don't they have delays? Of course they do, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, they're cable systems, and they can do that, apparently. But to go to the air broadcast systems, which it did. Hello? Somebody was asleep at the switch, or they let it go deliberately. There's delays, ladies and gentlemen. Well, let me explain that. A profanity goes out over the air, and a controller in the room presses a button, and you don't hear it. They censor it because there's a time delay. Sometimes Rush Limbaugh uses 45-second delay on his radio shows. So they can sort it out. They have time to think about, what did that guy just say? Click, censored. That's what they do. They could have done that here because, you know, how many millions of dollars are sitting in those studios at MSNBC and CNN, yet they can't bleep out the profanities? This is the level at which we are at in this country. This is a problem, ladies and gentlemen. This is exactly the problem that happened yesterday. Was they fell short of the mark. They had all these women, all these people, they had it organized, and of course, I'm sure George Soros and others were behind it. Which we'll find out. We'll find out who was behind it. But the bottom line to it is, listen, they missed an opportunity to really promote something that was important. Unity in the United States of America. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same result for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with all present at the Agenda 21 show.
Yes, I am outraged. Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House. But I know that this won't change anything. We cannot fall into despair. As the poet W.H. Auden once wrote on the eve of World War II, we must love one another or die. I choose love. Are you with me? Say this with me. We choose love.
We choose love.
We choose love.
Yeah, We choose love bombs. The material girl goes off the hook. I didn't play you the F-bombs. Of course not. I'm not going to do that. I don't want to be censored. Well, I would never do that. Because there's fines. You know, we have terrestrial stations to pick us up. We don't want to do that. But the material girl, stepping it out. She's like 58 years old or something like that. I really liked the early Madonna as a performer. I really detested her later on. And it goes, I guess these are just my values coming forward. I thought she did some pretty interesting songs and stuff. And she's always kind of always edgy and teetering on the vulgarities. And, of course, in this particular thing, there's other clips out there. We don't have them. I did not post them on the website. The stories are up. And you can listen to this clip. And there's, I think, one more that she talks. But we didn't put the one with the F-bomb on it. You can go to YouTube and get that if you want. To listen to that, if that titillates you. But you won't hear it on this radio show. But this whole notion, I'm really tired. I'm really tired of actors and actresses telling us how to behave. Aren't you? Aren't you just fed up with it? I mean, think about it. What are these? They're thespians. Now, I don't mean that in a derogatory way if you're into the thespian world. And, okay, but to me, I understand how the thespians act. And how they do things. I get it. I totally get it. I have no problem with that. But when you start turning from thespian to politician, there's a problem. Something is lost going from being an actor with lines, playing someone else all the time besides yourself. All of a sudden, now you're going to shift gears, and you're really going to show people how you are. Well, now we know how Madonna is. She made that shift from thespian performer into politician. You just heard it. And the way she communicates, she's going to blow things up. Of course, you know, some of our politicians in California, Mr. Laura, goes out on the floor and says, "Oh, we're going to fight you in the streets." A vague reference to violence in the street in California. Now, I'm not saying that Laura is a thespian, but he's a member of the legislature in California. And to go out and make those kind of statements is irresponsible. Especially in the charged environment that we have now. Eric Holder coming into California? Are you kidding me? For what reason? Oh, Obama's here. Sure. Next will be Loretta Lynch. Valerie Jarrett. David Axelrod. Heck. You know, we might even have a new mayor of Los Angeles, and it might be Rahm Emanuel. Go figure. Sure, he'll just come out and run for, he'll spend 6 months out here. They'll change all the laws. And then they'll Mickey Mouse with all the different election systems. And they'll vote him in. Rahm Emanuel, mayor of Los Angeles. Or Sacramento. Oh, no, that wouldn't happen. We couldn't displace the current mayor there. Maybe he could be Speaker of the Senate. Take over Kevin De Leon. You know, they have to find places for these leftists. And where are they going to come? They're going to come to California because of CalExit. So we start off with Madonna and vulgarity, transferring her thespian lifestyle into political. Now we're into politics, which also seems like a little thespian to me. Play acting maybe for some? Not really. This is the real deal. The left is coming to California. They're going to settle here because it's a leftist state. Well, we'll see how left it is in 1 year when all of a sudden federal funds start to dry up. And they're going to point the finger at the federal government and say the federal government is not paying the funds that they're supposed to give us. So we can squander that money away and do all the things we want to do with our social programs, pay multi-billions of dollars each year to illegal immigrants who come across the border, flooding the border, by the way. And what are they doing? Oh, they're affecting our elections. Now, I want to go back to this, the busing thing that happened to bring all these people into Washington, D.C. and their various locales, because I think this is very strategic. I think this is a logistics thing that was performed very, very well. Now, I bring this up because of the election cycles. Elections, yeah, because we've heard stories for so many years in California, verified to me several times in elections over the last 15, 20 years. That busing happens during elections. They load up a bunch of college students, usually illegal immigrants also, into buses, hundreds, dozens of buses, I shouldn't say hundreds, dozens of buses that scurry around to various critical precincts in the L.A. Basin. And they drop off voters. Sure, they just, you know, you want to go vote? Sure, let's go vote. Oh, forget about the part that I'm not an American citizen. I'm an illegal alien. That's okay. Don't worry. You vote at this one, and I'll pay you $25. Then you get back on the bus. We'll go to another polling place. You can vote there, too. We'll get you to vote five or six times during the day. What do you think about that? Get $100, $125. This has been going on for years, ladies and gentlemen. Now we see the fruits of their labor with this march and all the other marches. Busing. Boy, they've just got that logistical thing down. But it also matches how they've got the busing thing down logistically about bringing new illegal immigrants into your community. Get it? They've got it down, baby. And if you're sitting out there in nice America and your community is overrun by illegal immigrants, don't blame the illegal immigrants. They want to be here for a reason, like you know why they want to be here. It's freedom, stability. They get it. Or they're here to do us harm, which, of course, that's the other part of the Muslim Brotherhood and Al-Qaeda and ISIS have been flowing across our border, unabated. But now it is stopped, by the way. It's stopping. But my point is this. Your community is being overrun. It's called Cloward and Piven. It's a strategy to overrun your community. And they're doing it all over the nation. They did it through Obama's three immigration plans. The Welcoming Americans, the New Communities Program, and also the immigration program. Three programs that have sort of been around for about a year and a half, 2 years. And we warned everybody about it, about 3 years actually total. Now, boy, time flies. We were warning people about this, that they were changing the demographics of America through this program, and they had done it. They've been here doing it. Unvetted immigrants coming to this nation, destroying this nation, if we don't get a hold of it. And that's what Donald J. Trump is planning to do through immigration. Now, it's interesting making the transition back to Madonna. She should go back to thespianism. She really should. And she should shut up. I mean, I'm tired of her politics. I turn her off. I'm well beyond turning her off theatrically and musically. I've gotten over that one. Because she's terrible. And she's gotten worse. She's gotten more vulgar. It's kind of interesting how her role modeling, her vulgarity in her thespian world, really does show through in her political world. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same result for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And also, to hear us in the digital environment, Red State Talk Radio. We are one of the premier shows on Red State Talk Radio, and we're really happy about the listenership that we've garnered from Red State Talk Radio. And you can listen to us from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time, Monday through Friday. Actually, Monday through Sunday. It plays all week long. And then also from 9 to 12, we play on the Encore channel on Red State Talk Radio. Now, you can go to the app for TalkStream Live, and you can listen to us there. We're one of the top 10 talkers out of 85 talk shows in the nation in our time frame. So we really appreciate your listenership, and thank you very much. We're just blowing it out, really. And Red State Talk Radio is becoming the preeminent digital streaming talk provider, if you will, in the nation. So we're really proud of that and working very, very hard to keep it that way. So anyway, Red State Talk Radio, also KMYC 1410 AM and 104.3 FM, now running full steam ahead. Well, provided the weather doesn't knock it out, which is knocking everything out right and left here in Northern California right now, actually. It's storming pretty good outside. But anyway, 104.3 FM and 1410 AM, that's KMYC 1410, that's out of Marysville. You can pick us up again from 7 to 10 on, that's Monday through Friday, and also from 12 to 3 on Sundays. 12 to 3 on Sundays, that's in the 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. Sunday, all Pacific times. And it's live stream, so if you're out there worried about you won't be able to hear it, you can go to the KMYC website and click on the live streaming, and you get the player, and you can hear the whole thing. Okay, more people, though. Getting into the whole Donald Trump speech thing. This is what the left is doing. I'm going to read this article. It came up from Breitbart. It says, Chris Matthews, MSNBC refers to President Trump's speech as Hitlerian. Chris Matthews calls President America's first pronouncement Hitlerian. Okay. Now, I understand what Hitler was doing. He was talking about Germany first, all this other stuff. Now, Donald Trump said America first. How many times? Well, that's because we're trying to stop the redistribution of our wealth. Well, there's something to be said about that. This is what he said. It said MSNBC's inauguration coverage anchor Chris Matthews stated the phrase, or he phrased what Donald Trump said, America First has a Hitlerian background to it. And Donald Trump's inaugural address was what Putin has been saying. Hello. Okay, let's listen carefully to his comment. Now, this is being being stated after he makes the address and Obama is in the helicopter flying around Washington for his last glimpse before he heads off to Andrews. And he's, by the way, flying in Executive One, not Marine One, not the helicopter Marine One, because he's not, you know, the president any longer. He is known as Executive One. And the aircraft that flew him out there, which was, of course, the president's airplane, the 747, the big boy. Oh, all right. Oh, for some of you gender-specific people, the questioning aircraft. It was referred to as Executive One. Always done that way. But let's just listen up to what Chris Matthews had to say.
Taking off from the White House, it's quite a scene. You look at everything getting small below you and to see the beautiful city, which was laid out by L'Enfant, to be looked at, I think, from the air. It's a beautiful design city. And the relief, as someone said here, the relief on this guy's shoulders. Until a few moments ago, he was trying to think, what is Kim Jong-un up to today?
That's right.
Is he crazy enough to try something, drop a bomb in the middle of the Pacific, something I have to react to? And that would be... but I'm thinking... When he said today, America first, it was not just the racial, the Hitlerian background to it, but it was the message I kept thinking, what does Theresa May think of this morning when she picks up the papers and says, oh my God, what did he just say? He said America first. What happened to the special relationship? What if you're Putin? You're probably pounding the table saying, that's what I've been saying, Russia first. Yeah. Russia first, the sort of bullying message to him.
Well, let me explain something. More explaining doing here. Theresa May is, of course, Prime Minister of Great Britain. And his reference is, I just heard him say America first. What about Great Britain? Putin saying, what about Russia? Yeah, and, you know, this is the thing. I knew what he meant, and I think everybody else knew what he meant. We have to take care of ourselves first before we can take care of others. This whole business where we're just taking care of everybody else and not looking at our own country? Hello? What about those tombstones he's referring to? Have you ever been to the East Coast and seen that? It's the same here in the West Coast. And go to Detroit. Hello? Tombstones abound everywhere. Even the houses are tombstones now. That's all because of Chris Matthews left. Hello? We know what Donald Trump meant there. We have to take care of ourselves, and we will take care of other people. We are the most generous nation on the planet, and we'll continue to be so, even during this time of Trump, and become more prosperous and give the world more. And we will act as that beacon on the hill. Chris Matthews, he gets that. But he's got an agenda, and the agenda is to turn people off to Trump. To destroy what we know as our own country. That's always been Chris Matthews. There's nothing positive about Chris Matthews, in my opinion. It's every once in a while he champions something that the conservatives like. But Chris Matthews is a relic of the mainstream media. He's done, as is MSNBC. And of course, they're going to try and do all the things that they can do to get everything they can out of this march that just happened. Thank you very much. They're going to bleed that one to death. And listening to CNN this morning, it was like gagging with a spoon. They had a panel, at the desk, I think two, maybe eight or nine people at the desk at one time, all trying to chime in and get information out. That's what they're resorting to, though, is the negatives always. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website. Agenda21radio.news. That's Agenda21radio.news. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
1-1-0.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 show.
Back. It's going to be interesting because now we all have to shift around. Now, one of the things we're going to be working on here in the next couple of days is we have to shift around all of our music and all of our lead-ins and all the stuff we do that, you know, makes this a radio show. So, sound bites. If you have any sound bites out there, by the way, if you want to email me, paul@agenda21radio. Oh, don't do that one. No, paul@a21r.com. Use that one. Paul@a21, two and one as in 21, and r@radio.com, a21r.com. Get it? Okay. Email me if you have a request for a soundbite about anything. Put the person's name and then, you know, reference the soundbite. We'll pull it up. We'll put it together on the show for you. We're equal opportunity soundbite people here on Agenda 21 Radio. But, you know, if you want something. Now, I want to get away from the Obama thing. You know, this show is about American exceptionalism, like it or not. That's why I always tune out here, and I'll tell you here in a second. But we are exceptional Americans in this country, and it's about time we stand up, step up, reclaim our citizenship, and make those statements to everybody that we are exceptional Americans. Anyway, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, my email, paul@a21r.com, and remember, like I always say, stay strong, America, stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We are sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.